Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey,
hey everybody!
I did. I said, hey.
Hey, dudes. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast.
Woot.
What?
This is episode 54.
Oh, man.
Out the door.
54.
Love 54.
Reminds me of still Brian Urlacher.
Or that movie with Mike Myers about Studio 54. That was called 54.
That was about, yeah, that was called 54. I didn't like that movie very much.
I
thought
didn't
it was just okay.
It.
Hopefully this podcast is better than 54.
nice references involving 54, everybody. This is also our second live streamed podcast from live stream. Welcome to those who are connected through either our live stream tab on the Octavarius Facebook page or who are connected through livestream.com/Octavarius. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that being said, let's start off with you, Castelvi, and let's go around the room.
Sounds great. It's me, Castelvi.
I'm Mark.
It's Brian.
It's Tins.
It's Keith.
It's Lauren.
It's Chris.
It's Lisa.
Hey, it's Lil Scott.
It's Big Scott.
Whoa. It's Nick.
Get right out of town.
Wait a second.
We got a
There's
guest.
A new
Who
person
snuck in here.
Special guest.
Wow.
Scott Oscar De La Hogan.
Good evening. Hi.
Scott the Shogun Hogan himself. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. How
one
you
of
doing?
One of the founding members of Octavarius.
Oh, stop.
Mm-hmm.
As handsome as he ever was in real life.
You're like Ben Franklin.
So right here we had a problem with GarageBand and it lost a little bit of the audio. But don't worry, right now you're not really missing anything. They're just bantering about the letter that doesn't exist. This actually happens again in about 30 minutes, so just be aware, but it picks up right now.
Oh, good. Here it is.
Oh, you have it?
Wait, I bring it?
Oh,
this is just some other canvas sack I've got over here.
Yeah, why don't you read it?
Hang on, hang on, you guys. I think I just found it. I was sitting on it the whole time.
Oh,
Mark.
I mean, just
here I thought I was doing.
What about
something.
Scott's plug? Scott, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, no, yeah. Nothing whatsoever. Continue.
good to have you back,
it's
Scott.
Wonderful.
Good seeing you, buddy.
The letter was half open too.
Oh, okay.
You burning it?
Nice.
And, oh, here, okay. This one is from Elton Fon. From
Fon?
It's spelled Phahn. Fon.
Oh, so he's Chinese.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Not be quick to judge.
Thank you, Cloud.
And Elton writes, listening to music in my car, my home, or over my computer at work is fine, but it's totally different when you're really there. It's like, I was at this concert once, and I kept yelling, play your old shit, and then some girl talked to me, and I was like, I can't hear you, what are you saying? And it was like one of the best times of my life. What is up with that?
First of all, I want to say thank you for proving that the art of letter writing is not dead. That's fantastic.
And actually, it's a great, wonderful, fantastic coincidence that somebody wrote in about live music, because as many of you are listening to this, we mm-hmm. are nearing closer and closer to February 20th, which is going to be the big, big Keith and Tins album release show at Comedy Sports.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, me too. They're great.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
They're okay. Yeah.
Handsome as all hell.
Crazy.
What?
I hear the show is going to be off the hook.
I hear that for the cost of admission, you get a great live concert by Keith and Tins, as well as appearances from the rest of Octavarius, and a copy of their new album, Vanilla Points, as well as the old album, LP. They'll throw that in there, too. Why not?
Thanks, everyone who came to our Valentine's Day show, if you're listening to this in the future.
Holy smokes, man.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for everything.
Yeah, I know.
You've got such a fun February.
Anyway,
in February.
I'm sorry to divert from your question, Elton. Mr. Fon.
Thank you.
Fon.
Wait, so has anyone like attended a concert or live music event that they feel has changed their life?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
What changed your life, Castelvi?
Oh, we're going to start with me. I saw Daft Punk live.
Ah, oh, you did.
I saw them in London, and then again at Lollapalooza that following August.
Did one of them change your life, or both?
Both really. I would say the one in Chicago really, really changed my life. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to.
That's it. He was there too.
That's true. I was there.
You were there, but not with me.
No,
we weren't friends.
I'm a fool. Yeah, that was the Lollapalooza. I only went to the other 2 days of Lollapalooza.
Oh, yeah.
I think you guys just slept at my house afterwards.
Oh,
yep,
so that good. Really, they came up, like, and of course, Scott, you can back me up on this. They had a giant pyramid, and it was made of like lights, and so it would flash with their music, in sync with their music as well. Of course, they are robots. they come out and mix music as robots, and then they did an encore. And it was great because there's so many people there. And for a lot of my life, Daft Punk, of course, and LP contestants were here, is like one of my favorite bands. But only like I liked them. At least I felt like I was one of the only people who ever listened to Daft Punk. And then to see everyone there and everyone was getting into it, I was like, yes.
You feel accepted.
I felt accepted, like I wasn't the only one in the world.
No, they're in full robot costumes?
Yes. Well, does it's like leather, like leather jack, like body suits, essentially.
Like gloves, too?
Yeah. Gloves.
Doesn't that impede their mixing ability?
No, because they have a very sophisticated mix. I don't know if you saw it when they performed with Kanye. But it's one of the most advanced kind of mixing systems where it's just touch screen and that's
it's
not so there's no knobs or anything.
So it's like they have Minority Report.
They have
it's
those,
a lot like Minority Report.
Thank you.
Absolutely. They have gloves kind of like those gloves that you get when you use your iPod. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're for winter time, but they're the technology gloves. Pretty sweet.
Now, is Daft Punk supposed to be, like, do they bill themselves as actually being from the future?
They but they do wear, as far as I can tell, they just have always worn robot costumes and then never said anything about it. and then you can make up your own assumptions about how they, about whether they're from, I assume they're from the future.
I was going to say, do any other bands that you guys know of claim to be from the future?
What about that one band that you saw with the cone head thingies? Aren't they from the
Devo?
Devo?
No.
No, they,
I thought they were from the future.
No. They are semi-futuristic, but no, they are against, they are a divergent group. They are against the de-evolution or the devolution of society.
They believe that as we grow increasingly complex, or as we create all these new things, new social constructions, technology, that it is actually moving the human species back.
Mm-hmm.
We are de-evolving, or as Stephen Colbert put it, they believe in intelligent decline.
And you know what? That Devo show at a different Lollapalooza, that was a fucking concert.
That was such a kick-ass show. I told, me and Tins went, all our friends went to go see the new Pornographers.
Fools!
They were such fools.
I also was at that event. That was a mistake.
Me and Tins went and we saw Devo, and those guys, they're so old, but they rock so fucking hard. Their drummer is a machine. Everything is like
literally
super fast paced. He does not miss a beat. Hardly he is a fantastic
drummer. That's good for
a drummer. Man, I saw him on the cover of a drumming magazine once, Castelvi. He's good. Okay?
Was he playing the drums?
Yes.
What
but
a good drummer.
He was good
in the
drums.
You dick.
Fuck you. Amy, I got a message on the Facebook from Amy S. She says, Ben Fold / Rufus Wainwright at Ravinia. Just them and pianos.
Yeah, I'm sure that was nice, but that's not from the future.
I asked what the best concert was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you, Big Scott? You said something earlier.
Yeah, I haven't been to a lot of concerts, mostly because I don't really care for them.
Yeah, why don't you like concerts?
I love music to no end, but being there live, I would much just rather sit in a chair and listen to it.
Yeah.
Something like Daft Punk, definitely a different story, but the one show that I saw that made me experience music like nothing else was when I saw the White Stripes in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
What venue did they play at?
They played at the Auditorium.
The Auditorium Theater.
And we had like
the recently disbanded White Stripes.
Yeah, it's so sad.
We're dating this podcast.
Yeah, they just broke up.
Well, are you, baby Scott?
I had tickets for the White Stripes on their last concert in the U.S. when they canceled all of the dates.
Oh. No!
Oh my goodness.
Never got to see them.
Yeah. Did you get to see the Beatles play?
What?
For those of you for those of you who don't know, Shogun's, well, I assume, favorite band in the world is the Beatles.
I would have to say they'd be my top one. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you live, most of us grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and if you live in the suburbs of Chicago and you go to any festival in the summer, if you go to any summer festival, you will probably see American English. And they are top notch.
I've never heard of them. What is that?
They are a Beatles impersonation group.
They are possibly the best Beatles impersonation group. I saw American English play 4 hours once.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That's a lot of fake Beatles.
My high school rented them out to play for four periods, all four lunch periods. And I ditched all four periods of class. And I saw them go through four different phases of the Beatles' career.
That's how they did that for a school? That's awesome.
So the first period was like, I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, the mop.
And then second period was, God, I forget. Third was Sergeant, or no, I think second was Sergeant Pepper. Third was Abbey Road. And the last one was like,
White Album?
When they all played separate songs and were kind of shitty.
Oh, no.
What grade was this in?
I was a senior in high school.
It's not like third grade.
No, it was. No, this was my high school.
They've been around for like 10 years, though, I feel.
Oh, yeah. American English has been around for at least 15.
I should report, though, that Palatine switched Beatles impersonator affiliations. Because I used to work when I was in high school and on the summers in college at the Palatine Community Center. And in the summers, we were also responsible for managing like the band shell that they have outside. And the Beatles cover band, as Chris mentioned, was like one of the biggest events of the entire summer. And when I was a kid, it was always American English.
Because they're better than everyone else. They've been on the Today Show. They've been on everything.
And
they do everything.
And I don't know if it was money or what, but
everything the Beatles did.
We switched to some other group that was called British Exports, I think they were called.
Yeah,
and they do like masks.
How do they get the rights to these songs?
You can do covers.
You can just be a cover band.
But it seems like they're making a lot of money off of this.
But they're just a kick-ass cover band. They just play a really awesome live show, and they put a lot of money into the show because their amps are all legit. Like, the sound is the Beatles sound. It's that piped in through the amps and then back in through again, so you get that weird treble noise. I don't know. How would you describe it, Scott?
It used to be, there's like that famous, it just was how you recorded music back then.
Yeah.
There was that famous quote by George Harrison where, when stereo came out, he's like, when are you ever going to need two speakers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, George.
And it was just awesome. And they would cop, every fella in the band would copy the movements of each Beatle.
Wow.
In that time period, so first period, the first lunch period, was bow in unison, unplug, get off the stage. And like, that was it. Nice. That was Mop Top period. And then Sergeant Pepper, it was a little bit looser, and it evolved from there. And all of them stayed crisp and clean to every single thing that was true to the time.
That's amazing.
They were fabulous.
Well, they said they were doing a contest in London where they do Beatles impersonations and who would win. And after a while, they just told American English, you can come back, but you're not participating in the contest anymore.
Because they were just bad.
Too good.
Too good. They were great.
That happens a lot. I remember.
I mean, they didn't look, you know, I mean, they were regular dudes, but they looked pretty damn close. They were pretty good.
I would be more impressed if they sounded like them than if they looked like them.
Yeah, and they sounded like,
updates on my Facebook. Jennifer B. on the best concert that they've ever been to. She writes, a Hanson concert. Seriously, these guys know how to put on a most high energy fun show. Probably bullshit.
Those guys haven't. Those, Hanson hasn't stopped touring since like 1997.
I assume they'd be good.
Tour bus in New York. I was like feet away from Hanson.
I don't think Hanson can do a bad show.
So?
She also says Tori Amos is amazing. Stephen L. says the Foo Fighters did a surprise gig before a festival.
I saw Foo Fighters play Wembley Stadium.
Oh, yeah?
I watched it on... I watched the pay-per-view, which was really cool.
The most interesting one I have right now is Nick H. writes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in concert.
Yes!
I had that video.
And they shot foam pizza frisbee.
And again, here we have a moment where GarageBand has screwed up and caused us to lose some audio. It's about a 20-second gap here, and since I formatted the rest of this thing to continue, it's just easier for me to fill in some dialogue until Tin starts talking again. But I promise you he's going to start talking in just a few seconds. I believe here he comes now, actually. So enjoy Tin's. He's great. Love Tin's. Love him, love him, love him.
I ever went to was the shittiest concert in the world. There were literally like six people there.
Was it Mustard Plug?
No.
Was it Mustard
Plug? It could have been Mustard Plug.
It was
Mad Caddies.
The thing is my friends in high school were big ska people, so I had to kind of be a ska person by proxy. I had to at least listen to them. I had to listen to them enough so that I could familiarize myself with them and participate somewhat in their conversations about music.
Slapstick.
What?
This is another ska band. Everybody else was naming ska bands. I just joined in.
The band was Hook, Line, and Sinker. Are you familiar, B.W.O.?
No, but that's a total ska name.
Yeah, of course it is. And they were playing at, I don't know why my friends got into them or how they knew them or whatever. The concert was at Odyssey Fun World. Which
what?
Is yes. sort of like a Discovery Zone type of place.
Yes.
Like
I think I went to a birthday
except
party.
Except paintball.
Where, wait, it's what?
Odyssey Funland.
Oh, do they have paintball?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have paintball once their regular business hours are done. After their business hours, they, I guess, kick all the public out and rent like their party room for shitty ska concerts. There were more people in the band than there were in the audience that night. And I guarantee
you. Did you have an awesome
Well, I had an awesome experience where I went to... best thing was, I had a buddy who does work with us from time to time, Adam Dick. And he went to Lake Forest College, which is a private school. And so they spend a little bit more money on their students' fun. And they got Real Big Fish, my favorite band, to come and play for the students. Free concert for the students. And they gave every student like two or three free tickets for buddies to come. And I was one of Adam's buddies. And me and a couple of our friends from high school went to this concert. And we got there early because a lot of us love the band so much. And so we were right up front. And we saw my favorite band in the front row the whole set. And we really wanted them to play their cover of Hungry Like the Wolf, because that's what we were listening to at the time. We thought it was funny. And we paid them. They said, we'll do it if you pay us money. And we gave them $3. And the rest of the audience hurled change at them and dollars.
My goodness.
And so I think they made like $8. And so they played like a 7-minute version of Hungry Like the Wolf. And the guy that sang it actually had the flu that night. And wasn't really up for it.
It sounds great.
But he did it.
Once he started getting hit by that chain.
But he did it anyway, and they played an amazing set. And not only did they do that, they gave me a set list afterwards, and then they hung out with me after the show, autographed my set list, hung out with me and all my buddies, and I got to drink underage with Real Big Fish,
you know,
my favorite band. And
that's
so,
awesome.
Like, although, you know, they may not be the Beatles. I understand like their art ain't the greatest compared to some other folks, but God damn it. I had the time of my life and I would stay with as a fan of those guys for the rest of my life. I had a blast.
Here's a fun one.
I also met a girlfriend at another concert that I saw of theirs.
They're a gold mine. People.
They were a gold mine for me. I need to go to another concert. I might win money.
Here's one. Has anyone ever gone to a concert as a kid and you didn't know exactly like
what we were in for.
Like I saw when I was like the first concert I went to was like an old people concert. I saw Jethro Tull.
Oh, nice. You're totally right then.
I saw Jethro Tull and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Wow.
No way. And because my dad was a big prog rock fan growing up. So I was like a little kid. So I was like six and I got to see.
Your dad took you to see prog rock at six?
He listened to a lot of prog rock.
Family was pretty weird.
Yeah. For a 6 year old, I wouldn't really throw a 6 year old into some prog rock.
You know, he had his music on all the time. He's your dad. You like it. So we liked Thick as a Brick and
you're
all
like
the
Thick
others.
As a Brick.
A 20-minute flute solo.
Like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is a lot for a 6-year-old to wrap their brain around.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot.
Well, and then Emerson, Lake, and Palmer again. I really didn't know much about like my dad said their names all the time, but I didn't know much about like the history of the music or whatever.
It's pretty heavy.
And I got to see like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. By the way, if you're not familiar, is terrible. Their music. Their music is really intricate.
I'm not familiar, so.
But their lyrics are terrible. But it's like a drummer, a bassist, and a keyboard player. And I did get to see he had a pipe organ, like a mini pipe organ on stage. And like his like shtick was like he just like rips his pipe organ apart and just destroys it as he plays it. And then I think he put it back together.
Aren't those expensive? Wait, what do you mean?
Dude, I was fucking six, James. I don't know.
Sing it, Shogun.
It was awesome.
He's got it.
No, I only know the one. Lucky Man, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That song.
Do it, Shogun. Lucky Man.
He was.
Yeah, that's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
And that was the rendition of Lucky Man.
My dad also liked Alan Parsons Project, who sucks, but who does the intro music for the Bulls.
Yeah, they do.
The
they do Eye in the Sky, the Bulls intro music, which is so good.
The like the one where the Bulls are coming.
I'm not
gonna
let you get away with being quiet again in a podcast.
Really quiet.
Haven't said a word.
I'm fighting an illness.
Well, fucking tell me what concert.
54 weeks strong.
Makula is famously loves Dave Matthews Band, I make fun of him about all the time.
How famous? I don't know this.
You know why you don't know this? Because he never talks about
it. He's a little ashamed to talk about his love for Dave. But Nick likes his DMB.
I you have to understand, Kasugi, that I went to school in the Northwest suburbs.
I also went in school.
But no, specifically Palatine and Barrington, that's all that you listen to is Dave Matthews.
I'll defend you on that.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest. Here's the thing. Everyone's like, we hate Dave Matthews. But admit it. Now, the Beatles are my favorite album, so I'm not going to say there's...
Oh, no.
But,
well,
and I, no,
he's
going to I haven't said anything yet.
Shogun's face is dropping.
Which album?
No, my favorite band. All right. Listen to me.
The Beatles.
If you guys are going to harp on Nick for not talking, you're going to need to let him talk.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
All right, Makula.
Thank you. No, but, like, there's at least one song that you're like, oh, you know what? I do like that song that Dave Matthews has done. Everyone's like, we hate Dave Matthews, but... Like, Two Step is a great song that...
I heard it the other day. It reminded me of how much I liked Matthews'
band. I don't know what song that is. What is that?
Yeah. You'd like
have you ever seen Robin Williams live on Broadway?
Yeah.
It's the intro they play for that. It's like just two violins going at it.
I like
you can't really... The first 2 minutes are just...
I only like his famous song only because it's my favorite to make fun of.
Wait, Crash Into Me?
It's like... Here's in there, Murray. Every Dave Matthews fan, it pisses him off so
much. You're making
so
fun of Ants Marching?
Yes, I am.
I saw.
Is that the song?
I like it.
Yes,
marching.
I am making fun of that.
See, I've been to.
I went to Dave Matthews
like
this summer, and I had a fantastic
time.
But
yet, you did not say you like Dave Matthews yet.
Well,
you were ashamed to say.
No, I like Dave Matthews. Until yesterday, I kept the Dave Matthews ticket from the summer in my wallet.
Wait, what happened yesterday?
I threw it away.
Why?
It was time.
Because it's time to grow up. Right?
He's dead to her now.
It's time to grow up.
He is dead.
Here's the thing. Everyone says they hate Dave Matthews, but how many people...
No one
people
said not, that's the
no,
opposite.
But a lot of people
say they love Dave Matthews.
He's a
minority.
He's a very polarizing figure, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people
say they don't like him. I would say I'm in a minority.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've always thought I was in the minority for... for.
Have you ever been to a Dave Matthews concert?
No, I don't. I haven't really been to a concert.
I've been to five.
Because there are thousands of people at these concerts.
That's a lie. I did walk past Wrigley Field this summer and listen to him.
I saw Dave Matthews Band at Soldier Field 2 years in a row.
Okay.
And Dave Matthews, I mean, like, I'll say this, like, the music listened to on CD, it's fun if you know what's going on. Live, it's really interesting because all the people at their instruments, with sometimes the exception of Dave himself, are really good. Like, really, like, Carter Buford is possibly the best drummer.
Yeah, Carter Buford's amazing at drums. He's been on the cover of many drum magazines.
And he's playing drums.
Playing the drums. I don't think Dave Matthews Band is a band that everybody hates. I think they're just a band that's cool to hate on.
Yes.
Yeah, I think hating on
Dave Matthews Band because I hate Dave Matthews Band fans.
You know what I love?
Yeah.
One thing.
Okay, yeah.
Here's one thing I will say, though. Dave Matthews Band was my first exposure to, like, real Ben Harper, which is really fun. Like, not like, what the hell is this?
My Kisses.
Steal My Kisses was the pop song.
I
and
always
so he,
have to steal my kisses from you.
So, like, I was like, my mom was driving my friend Scott to the Soldier Field concert.
What do you consider real Ben Harper?
Fucking, like, Excuse Me, Mister, or Oppression, or, like, his fucking awesome.
No Doubt Song.
Not that one.
Doesn't Ben Harper do a cover of Strawberry Fields?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. A pretty good Strawberry Fields.
He does.
He also does. If you listen to, like, just some of his, I don't know, he's just got some really, or Ground On Down, I think is my favorite Ben Harper song.
So
we went there and we're like, oh, it's the Steal My Kisses guy. That's fun. And then, like, so I think he played that, like, you know, first or second. Everyone's like, and then my friend Scott and I are like, well, what's
don't
next?
Play that first
and he
second.
Starts playing a song called Burn One Down. And we were maybe, like, 14.
I love Burn One Down.
Burn One Down's a beautiful song.
And, you know, we were standing in the middle, like, I think we were row two because he was in the Dave Matthews Band fan club. So we were, like, pretty close. And just everybody around us just pulls out pipes. And we were maybe, like, 14. Wow.
Oh,
and we were, like, looking back to see if my mom and dad could see us from where they were sitting.
Oh.
And we just got really, like, secondhand high.
We're just wondering whether the people taking your tickets forgot to hand you out your complimentary pipe.
Did we? And then, like, it was actually really awesome because they just, everyone who was in the Dave Matthews Band fan club, like, knew the score. So they all brought scissors and they just cut the chairs apart and made a giant pile of chairs. Then they all got high and had a dance party, like, in the middle of Soldier Field.
I'd play that game.
It was really fun.
I would play that game.
Have you ever been to a concert that was just like you were really excited about, but that turns out it actually sucks?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, suckiest concert. Go.
Suckiest concert.
Oh, gotta go.
You got one, Scott? We need to wait for you, Mark. Or?
No, Scott can go.
Go ahead, baby.
I'll say it quick. It was the state fair. I think I was in high school or junior high, and I was going there to see Goo Goo Dolls, Sugar Ray.
No,
Fastball.
Oh. On paper.
That was a letdown.
Dude, Fastball canceled. Sugar Ray came on. Sugar Ray, you know, did their hits.
Fastball.
After Goo Goo Dolls played Iris, everybody got up and left.
No love for Black Balloon.
Yeah, right, that is exactly Chris from your lips to God's ears. I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, God couldn't hear it because he left after Iris.
Mark in the early lead for the podcast win.
Trick question. Goo Goo Dolls archive.
No, no way is that true.
That's probably the most embarrassing one I've been to.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Weird Al Yankovic three times.
That's awesome.
You saw Weird Al three times?
Yeah. Where does he play?
Whoa. I hear he's awesome.
Yeah. He is awesome.
I heard Weird Al.
Like, where does he play when he's in town?
Well, I saw...
Navy Pier? He didn't show Navy Pier?
He's been at Rosemont Theater?
Yeah, I saw him in Indianapolis once. I saw him in down at, actually, Redbird Arena.
Indianapolis.
Nice.
Yeah, the Indianapolis. It was the Verizon.
All of Indiana.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ, Keith.
Dude, I spent more time in Indiana than all of you. It sucks. I know. Sorry.
The dunes. Indiana dunes are cool.
Yeah, sand is really
dude,
cool.
Most people in Indiana think
sand
Indiana
fucking
sucks.
Rules. give me big old heaps of sand. I'll tell you where a good vacation is. Just pile it together. Oh, fun. We can fall down the sand. We can stand around the sand.
Okay.
Good things in Indiana can be counted on your fingers and toes.
There's more than just corn in Indiana.
There's
true.
Here's something. technically a live performance that's shitty whenever someone just has to pull out the acoustic guitar they don't own and play the one song they kind of know.
Are you talking
at
like
about not at a concert, but like a party? In life?
You mean like
the party
yeah.
at our apartment in college and somebody gets a guitar.
Or at the beach, that asshole with a guitar.
Yeah,
never
I knew that asshole every time.
You mean the one that wins all the ladies?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. No.
It's a little true.
I've been playing guitar for a decade. It's not true.
No, dude.
How many John Mayer songs do you know, Tins?
But not from his acoustic guitar playing.
Yeah,
Tins, how is your John Mayer? That's my question.
I don't know that much John Mayer. Is that my problem?
Answer, yeah.
Off your shirts.
Hang on, you guys. guys.
Completely or partially?
Lisa's got one in the chamber. What you got?
I was going to say that, like, back in high school times, there was a guy who was, like, very okay looking. He went to different high school and stuff, but then like he busted out his acoustic guitar and was like jamming, and I was like, dude, I'll Mac on you.
Right?
Boys play instruments are so hot.
I think even band
instruments are pretty hot.
For me though, and maybe it's come from the perspective of somebody who played a lot of acoustic guitar, especially in college. It's always off-putting because the guy with an acoustic guitar always has like three songs coming out of his toolbox if he's going to try and win over a party and win the ladies' hearts, he knows exactly what fucking three songs he's going to do. It's not a surprise.
I would also argue
those three
that.
Songs are?
No, I'm saying it's different for everybody.
Safety
Life,
Talking
Glad
Cherry.
It's
Time of Your Life.
Your Body is a Wonderland.
Body is a Wonderland. That's two.
Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Three.
Yes. That's, for some reason, that is a likely candidate.
It's really easy.
I gotta say, as
put
a
Green Day in there? Because that's an easy song.
Time of Your Life. Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, as a frequent thrower of parties, when the guitar guy shows up, I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also, I get going off of what you said, Tins, when that guy busts out his guitar, I think there's also three people at the party who want to take the guitar from them to play their three songs.
Always. And you know what? I've been that guy before.
And even if that guy is really good, there's those two or three other people that suck. And I have to hear them now.
I was
at my party.
Tins, on that ladder.
Have you ever had a day, though, where you were like at a party and maybe there was a guitar and like just the party wasn't that fun, so the guitar was just more fun for you to play?
I've never used it to liven up a party for myself. I think I've been in the situation before where like a party's winding down and there's a smaller group of people and there happens to be a guitar there and I get goaded into playing. But it's still like I never feel totally cool with it. I'll be like, yeah, if somebody shoves a guitar in my face, I'll impress the fuck out of everybody, I guess. Whatever.
But you know, if you wanted to be impressed by Tins' guitar playing, you could come to the concert that's this Sunday.
Yeah. It would be way better there.
The 20th.
It's
going to
be so sexy. I'm not going
to
have to.
Tins is actually good
instead
of the D-bags that would show up at my parties in
college. And he can play a lot more than just the acoustic guitar. He can play pretty much everything.
Yeah. I remember Tins, your roommate in Lindenburg, played the guitar a lot.
Adam Tucker of the Adam Tucker Experience.
Featuring Adam Tucker.
Both of them and Nick.
And Nick the Sandwich Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, at one point, I think all of us in the apartment played acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it was almost like the Three Amigos.
Almost.
There were four of them.
Looks as if he has made a discovery.
Uh-oh, Makula.
I don't want. It's not to make fun of someone. What was Sandwich's band called?
Taste of Disability.
Okay. I was just trying to think of it.
I have to say,
how can we not address that now?
and I'm walking away, and it's out
what
of
you,
the court.
What about it? That was the name of the band?
No, I just remember Castelvi always saying something. Maybe it was Castelvi.
It was probably me.
It was like, does anybody want Taste of Disability? No, I want the whole thing. What you used to yell at Sandwich during concerts at like the Bone Student Center.
I actually got to see, when I was in high school, I actually got to see an artist bloom that became an actual rock star.
This is an interesting story.
Oh, yeah.
Me, when I was in high school, I went to high school with a couple of the fellas from the band The Academy Is, which is not that big anymore, but they still do a lot, and they're still popular with their crowd. And they would play in the lunchroom, and it started with Bill, the lead singer, William Beckett, as he is known now.
I worked with his sister.
Oh, it's
crazy.
Carrie? Supergirl.
Yeah, she a little bit. But anyway, Bill would play in the lunchroom, and you would see people kind of, you know, look at him like he was an asshole and whatever. But I like Bill. It wasn't really my type of thing because he was playing for the ladies a lot more. But I, you know, Bill was a cool dude to hang out with, and he really knew what he was doing. And now Bill, he wasn't getting the respect in the lunchroom, but now Bill's doing a lot of the same bullshit he did in the lunchroom, and he is making, you know, a decent chunk of change and having a lot of girls, you know, wearing his t-shirts and whatnot, you know, just doing the same old shenanigans in the lunchroom. But now it's on a much bigger stage. And so, you know, as much as I like to laugh at the guitar asshole at my party, every once in a while that asshole actually makes a lot of money.
In your experiences.
In my experience. I'm sorry. Not all of us grew up with semi-rock stars.
Now, I'm gonna change the topic of conversation ever so slightly because I have a I have a couple of Facebook responses. I asked the question, favorite concert, least favorite concert.
Yeah.
And this one I'm going to read because I'm super excited about it. Our buddy James C. Says, I assume his favorite concert was the Flaming Lips 2002, Norfolk, Virginia. So many bunny costumes, so much confetti, Santa Claus was there, and a giant asparagus man, which really excites me, because I just bought tickets to see the Flaming Lips in July, and I'm fucking psyched
about it. What are your opinions, though? I had this argument at Lollapalooza last year, that I feel that if you're putting up a concert, especially at a venue such as Lollapalooza, that you need to make it a show. And where my girlfriend said that the music should be enough for me to be, to be enjoyed.
If you're at a big concert, it should be music plus. Your music should be awesome.
Oh yeah,
but it should also.
Because I saw so many bands that like, especially like the New Pornographers, that just stood there and sang their songs.
Fuck that.
And I was like, yeah, I liked it, but I just wish they would have done more.
Why don't I just put on a pair of headphones and sit by myself with Scott Danielson?
And actually,
me and Scott will sit together, and we will listen, and we will imagine how great that band could be. But if we just see them playing, I don't care.
Our buddy over on Facebook, Adam D., was actually, this is very relevant because he says his least favorite concert for much of the same reason was the Strokes.
I want to talk about that because I was.
I figured you would have a beef with that.
I do have a. This is the Strokes is one of my favorite bands.
I love Daft the Strokes.
Punk, Daft Punk is like a duo, I guess, but the Strokes is like rock, and that's my favorite rock band. And I had never seen the Strokes before, but this past Lollapalooza they played, and I was so excited. I could have seen Lady Gaga because they played at the same time, and I was kind of interested.
Because I really hear the Strokes. It was awesome.
Listen, I'll get to it. And then because Lady Gaga, I knew would put on a show. I don't like her music, but it'd be something like it would be a show.
Yeah.
Now I go to the Strokes concert, and it is just to preface it was awesome, but. I've never seen a lead singer have so much contempt for his fans. They were they ended early. They told the fans to shut up so they can play their songs.
Not a single new song.
Not a single one. I as a fan loved it.
He seemed like he was drunk too.
He did seem like Julian Casablancas, the lead singer, seemed like he was drunk.
See, but for me, fuck that. I'd go Lady Gaga all the way.
Yeah, me too.
I want someone that wants me there.
And
I want to be wanted.
And it's interesting though, because that seems to be Julian Casablancas, well, pretty much the entire Strokes, that seems to be kind of their trademark is they're kind of famous for kind of ignoring the audience and just saying like, yeah, fuck you, we're going to play our music and then leave. And people kind of expect that, and they still go anyway, and they still love it.
But craft a set list that I'll enjoy.
Well, they played every song
you wanted to hear, man.
Absolutely.
They did.
But give me a little something extra. They think the song, give me a
he
taste.
He smiled at us once. Yes.
Fuck that.
I don't know. I think he might have been sneezing.
He's, yeah.
Hey, man, the Backstreet Boys flew over audience members. Now that was a show.
That's true.
Talk about people. Now, those are people that care about their audience because that's all they got.
I had an argument with somebody this week on how, like, I can't believe boy bands were ever cool at all.
I can.
No, but here's why. Well, there's really should be no reason why four dudes standing and dancing.
Yeah,
five. Sometimes four, two, five. You're
but
right.
They didn't stand. They
I'm gonna continue why I say they're bad, and then I will hear as many refutes as you have. But I bet you I'll whittle them down. Okay, so they don't just stand there. They dance. They dance real bombastically, and they sing. That's not cool. It's cool to be able to create your own music, to balance your music. You have interesting
music.
Well,
I would argue that they were never cool.
No.
Yeah. I don't think, even in their heat, they were cool.
No,
oh, but they
never
were.
Thought they were cool.
No, there are people and guys that thought they were cool. It was a wave. It was a wave of music. It had to have been interpreted as cool by some people.
I thought that girls just liked that a lot, and so that's why there were so many
sexy
people.
They like non-threatening boys with abs.
Yeah. And, that
but they
that,
are threatening.
Like to dance.
Some of them have, like, black hair.
Whoa, well, the one that was gay, he was with Joey Fatone. He was scary.
Joey's not gay.
It's
Lance Bass that we get.
Oh, whatever.
Well, we didn't
Bass
know
difference.
And I like Lance Bass, by the way.
Favorite.
I thought Lance was
wanted to go to space.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Okay, here's my refutation, Keith.
Okay.
Although, I guess what you're talking about as a boy band is narrowly defined as 90s boy band. Because technically, some would consider the Beatles a boy band.
No, I'm talking dudes that stand and dance and sing.
Yeah,
I know they don't play instruments. They don't even know how to play instruments for the most part.
But what about
infuriating?
What about beautiful voices like Boys to Men?
But they
had
don't.
Beautiful voices.
But it's so manufactured. It's balanced. It's auto tuned.
Boys to Men had beautiful
yes.
voices.
All for One as well.
You're right. They did. Mm-hmm. They did. You're right.
Boys to Men had beautiful voices.
I know that NSYNC blended very well, and we're good.
Yeah,
singers.
A machine can blend things really well.
Dreams.
Soundboards
that's
do
blenders
awesome jobs.
That's
but
what
I do see your point that like
that's what blenders is.
Though they were meant to, I don't know, like perform for younger girls, and that was the whole market. It's like.
Yeah.
We're going to get girls to like
and Lance Bass
we didn't
performed
care about
for me.
Boys playing good music or using guitars. Or
we didn't care about
we didn't
that
care
stuff.
About taste or
no.
style.
No.
Or
when
anything.
I buy a CD, I'm not buying it.
We were as
music.
Shallow as the kiddie pool.
That's like the exact opposite of
it's
Scott Danielson. You are
shallow,
Lauren. You are the you are
wait,
like
wait,
the
wait,
anti
no,
Scott.
It's not being shallow that
no.
you only wanted to see them because they were pretty and
no,
could sing sort of well.
No, I was gonna say that I really liked their voices. That's why I liked Backstreet Boys over NSYNC because NSYNC actually
they were machine voices. What
wait,
I'm
wait,
reviewing.
Wait, let me explain. And okay. NSYNC actually had cuter boys in it, right? Like Justin.
Oh,
right.
Boy, totally. Listen, no one's arguing.
I'm just, okay. But I was obsessed with BSB that was all over
oh,
the
yeah,
all
yeah.
over the
you abbreviated
Shanda,
it.
I went to like
we, can, we can do a whole podcast on this.
Oh, jeez. Exactly.
Quick question. Do a lot of people refer to them as BSB?
Yes.
Why
yes,
do they do
so
that
lot,
when BSB is three syllables and so is Backstreet Boys? That's dumb. That's a dumb thing to say.
Kids, sit down.
Look at
sit
Tins, I also want to point out, as dumb as that is, New Kids on the Block also tried for a while to have people call them NKOTB.
I just vomited all over the mic.
But
God damn it.
Tins, I understand your vomit, but that's a real thing.
This is very real topic, and since it just happened, I feel like we have to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's
go
the
for
Super
it,
Bowl
yeah.
halftime show.
Oh, the Black Eyed
Peas.
Black
Eyed example of what
the
BEP music cannot
yeah.
do
that's
live.
True,
I would argue that yeah. at least the NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, they danced. They
yeah.
did choreographed dance.
Yeah.
They put
that,
a lot of work into
it.
Whereas with Black Eyed Peas, they just did robot
stupid.
Voices.
They're always time. Uninteresting. I'm always so surprised because you think of the Black Eyed Peas like, okay, not the greatest music, but it's like a party, you know. Like, that's a song you party to. And when you watch them, I mean, granted, at least the Super Bowl, at least they did have, like, an army of, like, 1,000 drunk
yeah,
people
it was very
dance.
Visually exciting,
but
except for them.
They don't. They don't do anything interesting on stage. They fucking stand.
It's great music to listen to on a CD, but you're not musicians.
Yeah, the one guy that sometimes
one of them will urinate themselves.
Yeah,
I take it back.
And the other guy will just stand there and look like a phantom for four songs.
I was thinking about this because I would normally fall.
He does look like a phantom. That guy. Yeah, you know the guy.
The one that's not Will I Am, Fergie, or Apple Dap, right?
I can't remember who said it yesterday where I was at. It was Scott.
I have nightmares. I wake up and that guy's standing at the end of my bed.
Scott's coming up on the podcast.
Tonight's gonna be a good night, Scott.
Are you paralyzed from the neck down when you wake up?
That's sleep paralysis.
That's sleep paralysis. That's a demon.
A real thing.
Same amount of movement they had last night.
They're another one who's just like Black Eyed Peas, and just like people just shit out of now because you can. Has anyone ever seen? I had the CD because my aunt, who loves the Black Eyed Peas, bought me this CD. Has anyone ever seen Creed live? Because Creed is like the ultimate band. It's okay to shit out.
My neighbor, who's a girl, loved Creed and Scott Stapp. So much so
who is
that?
Is that the lead singer?
That's the lead singer.
This guy goes, I heard a lot of it.
The head D-bag in charge.
Oh, man. Now, Tins, was it Creed or Nickelback is your story? Your favorite story.
This was Creed.
Creed? Have you told this on the podcast? Because this is a great story.
I'm not sure I have.
It might have been told 30 podcasts ago. It's okay.
Maybe. That's okay. I thought it was fun. My girlfriend and I forget where we were at.
You were driving a Navy Pier for some reason.
Yes, we were down by the Loop, and somebody was driving us back, and the guy, the driver, had control of the music as he was driving. He had some sort of MP3 player going, and from like the South Loop-ish area back to our place in Uptown, he must have played like 8 or 9 songs, 5 of which were Creed songs, and the thing was on shuffle. And after like the 3rd or 4th song comes on, the guy just like turns to the back, turns to us, and goes, "Yeah, I really like Creed, so whatever."
Oh my god! Wow.
He knew,
but he liked Creed, but he also knew it's like if you like Creed, you have to say something about it.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Like you've got mail.
Or like how Tim secretly
likes Nickelback. Why do you have to qualify you've got mail?
Because that's my one guilty pleasure.
I feel like Creed is more...
There's one stupid thing that you like.
Lauren has lots of pleasures she should feel guilty about.
Lauren, you justify you've got mail, but the rest of the bullshit you like...
You've got
mail is the one.
The fact of the matter is, somebody can. I mean, music is one of those things you can have definite guilty pleasures. If a guy wants to listen to a bunch of Nickelback, you can listen to a bunch of Nickelback.
I think it's time to go over everyone's musical guilty pleasures.
Oh God, I will listen to
Mariah. Everyone in the room.
'90s Mariah.
Mariah Gaspari.
Yeah, once she got to Butterfly, it got a little bit out there.
You're talking about Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker was on the edge for me.
Okay.
I'm early mid 90s Mariah.
Cause I liked Heartbreaker cause it had the guy from Sliders in the music video.
Oh yeah. I watched that video. Mariah had some great
Jerry
videos.
O'Connell, man.
Jerry O'Connell's great.
I think I've gone over this. Mine is on my iPod, which I don't listen to as much. Maybe I'll listen to it after this. Is Nelly Furtado.
You like Nelly? Oh, no. I like Nelly Furtado.
I really speak to her.
She's great.
It's really fun.
Now, for me,
it's real bad.
And maybe it's just because it stuck with me because of that time I was growing up. But basically, anything that was popular on the radio when I was in junior high, so like, you know, 98 through 2000, all that shitty late 90s music, I can't help it.
Like, if you love yourself some Britney Spears,
number five.
It's really, yeah, it's really, the dogs, it's really the male artist. So yeah, so the Lou Begas, the Sugar Ray. Like, how can you listen to 65? How can you? Yes,
I don't feel guilty liking 65. Sugar Ray. That was our time. We had to grow up during that.
That you was can't listen to it now.
If you lived in the suburbs, you were issued those albums.
Yeah, that's true.
Floored, you know.
I don't know the names of the albums, sir.
I
1459. We got those albums. The original, you didn't have a choice.
That original Semisonic album was actually pretty good. I like that.
Yes,
one.
Yeah, I saw them in concert. Yeah.
How many times was Closing Time on there?
Oh wait, there were other songs.
I actually remember when the Macarena was popular. My parents got the Macarena album, and it was the Macarena, and like, I shit you not, at least 9 different remixes of the Macarena.
Oh, dude, Mitch Wool was so smart. He bought the single on cassette, so we only had the A side and the B side.
Wonderful.
That's all we had.
Okay,
what you got for him?
Yeah, what's everybody else's musical guilty pleasure?
I don't know if... I don't know. I listen to a lot of Smashing Pumpkins still.
That's not a guilty
pleasure. You're not much of a music file as the rest of us, I would say. I would say your iPod's filled with silly songs. Is that correct?
Keith's musical tastes go all over the board.
Keith's got a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I don't listen to things that are bad anymore.
Oh, no?
Yeah. I don't think... I'll let you guys look through my stuff if you want to find my guilty
pleasure. Keith also does listen to a lot of Keith now.
My guilty pleasure is probably me.
Keith listens to himself a lot. That would be...
Me and Keith listen to a lot of Keith and Tits.
Just because it's your guilty pleasure, that doesn't mean it's bad. Mariah's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I love Mariah Carey. I will defend Mariah Carey.
She has one of the greatest Christmas songs ever.
What you got, Bob?
I still do enjoy the occasional Sky album. I will still stand.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, dude.
I'll still stand by Streetlight Manifesto.
That's right. You're a big Streetlight Manifesto
fan.
I don't think I've ever heard an album from that. You need to give me some of your
they're
your
great.
Music. I would love that.
I still love whenever it comes on. I still love Love Fool by the Cardigans.
Well, that's a great song.
I love that song, and I feel like such a tool whenever it comes on. But I really, really enjoy it. I like it.
I realize what mine is probably really is the Four Seasons.
Oh yeah.
What's that?
I don't feel like that's a guilty pleasure. Seasons. That's beautiful music.
It is.
It's not popular
by any means.
But he only listens to the highest singer.
Yeah, I think I own I think I own a decent 24 season songs.
Yeah. It's really good. It's Frankie Valli.
Oh.
If you don't know them by there before they broke up, and it was just Frankie Valli, and then it was Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I love show tunes, but that's not guilty to me. I will proudly sing show tunes. My guilty pleasure, I guess, would be Avril Lavigne.
Oh man,
yeah.
I really like Avril.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
Do you like the original album or do you like the second one?
I have both.
You like Skater Boy?
See you later, boy.
Yeah.
What was the later stuff?
It was a little more dark.
Once it got dark.
Once she got her own line of clothing at Kohl's, it got really...
Well, and then she got poppy, then it went up and down. So, yeah.
Cloud, how about you?
What you got, Cloud?
I don't know. Like, it used to be Kanye, and I would get made fun of and stuff. Listening to so much Kanye, but now Kanye's become more accepted and...
You like a lot of gangsta rap, isn't that correct?
Not like gangster rap, but rap. I guess not very popular rap, or I try to find, different rap artists. Also, I do have a playlist called, Broadway Guilty Pleasures that I'll turn on in the car, and when I'm alone in my room, but,
I remember
Broadway songs.
I remember, Cloud, when you were really excited to see Common, I was aware of who Common was.
Great. I saw him at, Northwestern. I do like rap a lot. I saw T.I. at when I was in San Diego at this like music festival.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah,
I knew you saw T.I. in San Diego.
She dated Tupac for a while.
We got so close. She was very young.
Yeah.
Like we could like see his jawline. We were in like second row, and everyone just packed in so
tight.
Get the fuck out!
We saw T.I.'s jawline.
Like could not breathe. It was
Tell me this? I would love to hear this.
It was
story.
A crazy combined concert. That same night, Third Eye Blind performed. Like,
what?
Yeah, it was crazy. But T.I. was great. And
do they do Semi Chemistry Live featuring T.I.?
God, I would love it.
Yep, you
that's
would not.
My one, dude, how that's awesome one of my would songs that be? In my three acoustic songs. I'm play.
That's, yeah, how awesome would that be if T.I. rapped over Semi-Charmed Life?
It would have been awesome. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I have a thing for rap artists. Like, when Common was like, I'm going to choose a girl from the audience, I was like, pick me. Bill didn't. But he walked, like, right by
he's
me.
He's a handsome fella, that Common.
Yeah, he's great.
He's pretty handsome.
He's not himself at all.
What you got for us, Shogun?
Guilty Pleasure.
Is it Pink Floyd?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That was...
Callback. No, I mean, I had... When I was, like, the Napster years and stuff like that, when you just, like...
You get anything.
Like, yeah, just a song, though.
Those years where you could download music off the internet.
Not like now. Hard
here's
times.
The point. Now, Mac, so like, yes. You're going to get the whole album or a discography from someone. You're not going to go find the one song you like.
Sure.
There's a lot of those one song things I had in college, like Meredith Brooks's Bitch or...
So as a man, what was it like to listen to Bitch and enjoy it?
Right?
What was that like?
I tried to make a connection with the women in my life and be like, they are bitches. Then they can do what they want.
And I love them.
It was all a positive... I mean, it's called Bitch, but it's a positive message.
I always felt weird about that one.
Yeah. And then I saw Foghat Live.
Dude, I would love to see Foghat Live. That would be awesome.
With two of their four remaining members still alive.
Foghat has the song Slow Ride.
Yeah, Slow Ride.
Slow Ride.
And many more.
The other one is Summer.
Other kinds of rides.
Summer. It's my alter ego and Steven's family's favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at the airport, Bloomington Airport.
Bloomington Airport?
Oh my God, I would have loved to have seen that show.
No, again, there was only two people still
alive.
That's
okay. I would not fucking care, Scott. If it was Foghat and it was one of the Foghats, I would go.
They did do Slow Ride.
Foggy and the Hats.
I would go. That's awesome.
Yep.
What about Big Scott?
Big Scott.
I absolutely love, I will always have one on my phone or iPod, is any, like, techno music.
Like bad techno or good
like,
techno?
Like the cliche techno songs.
Gate 1. Darude.
Gate 2.
Dance with the Devil.
So you must have loved it when we went to that strip club and the stripper danced to the
Gate 1.
Dude, I don't have
Gate
a clue what you were
talking
about.
Oh, yeah. That must have been Scott Hogan who saw
this. This is like 10 years ago.
I love strip clubs.
This is a long time ago.
We tried to explain improv to strippers.
They were going to get it.
They did.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. You just needed to invest a little bit more.
Yes, I did, to answer your question.
That was a pretty wild time. The Sixth Gate? Is that what that was called?
Yeah. I thought it was Dance with the Devil.
Dance with the Devil? Is that what that song was called?
The
I'm going to go listen to
it.
Yeah, I have it in my
head. It was Now Fight Me Again. It was Now Dance with the Devil. And then he interrupts and he goes... Now fight me again!
Yes.
And then it goes back into...
It's so long.
It's epic.
Outrageous. It's really long. And when a stripper dances to it, it's like a little too long.
Yeah.
It was a little too long.
Yeah.
And...
She can only get so naked.
Yeah, I was having a good time, and then it was uncomfortable for me after a while. It was like we entered the fifth gate, and it was like, that's a lot of gates.
I've got a couple. One of them is if you happen to live in the apartment I live in now, and
yes,
I go to work out, and I go use the boxing thing, the boxing bag, punching bag, I'll walk in and you can hear blaring from my headphones. Castelvi, what can you hear blaring from?
Lady Gaga is what you can hear.
I don't blame you.
What Lady Gaga do you listen to?
No, she's great to work out.
No, she's like, to be honest, though, like it just keeps constantly going. That like, you can't help but like.
It's Big Beat.
Big Beat, yeah. And you're running, and you're like, wow, I'm still running.
Is it the first album or the second?
I don't really know. I just,
what songs?
It's like,
it's telephone.
Come on, what songs?
You know the title.
It's Telephone, because I'll never forget
telephone.
That.
Oh, you listen to Telephone? Because
I
only have the first
coming
album.
Coming out into the apartment from working out, and I hear in this iPhone,
I memorized most of the lyrics to Telephone just from listening to it.
And I'm like, Nick, what are you listening to?
So you punch things while you listen to Telephone?
Yeah, and I...
God, I'm learning so much about you.
Yeah, it's great. The thing is, I wonder, because I... listen to music really loud in my, like, I'm the guy in the L that everyone's like, why the fuck is that music so loud? Like, I'm that
too.
Guy. And I always wonder, like, is people hearing... Because I'll listen to, like, when I'm going to work, too, if I'm really tired and I want to wake up and I'm, like, chugging coffee, listening to Telephone,
I'm like, I wonder what everyone else is thinking about me right now.
Judging you.
They're just like looking at
me. You could probably find out if you go on Craigslist.
To the guy listening.
The other one is just random soundtrack stuff and also Eminem.
Awesome. Nice. Another round of Eminem.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it, but
he sells cars now.
Yes.
Cars and iced tea.
It's
cars
and iced it's tea. It's true.
That's why he doesn't do commercials.
It's great.
You know. Wait, it sounds,
hey man, Haley's got to go to college. Haley's got to go to college. Yeah. Who's gonna pay for that? Dre? No,
it's
man.
It's not gonna be Dre.
Hell no.
All right, dudes. Well, it looks like we are approaching the hour mark.
No.
So it is. It is almost time for us to go. But I'll make a secondary round of plugs. If you're listening to this live, please
thank
go.
You.
Yeah, thank you, first of all. If you're listening to it live, then the Valentine's Day show hasn't happened yet, which means please check it out. Everyone's putting in a bunch of work for it. It's going to be a real awesome show.
Yeah, we're recommended by Metro Mix.
Yeah.
We're recommended by a lot of major publications in the Chicago area.
When and where is that
quite
show?
Good.
That is at Comedy Sports Theater on 929 West Belmont.
A Titanic of a Heartbreak.
And that would
Titanic
be
thing.
Before we get in, are we done with the plug?
Oh, done with that plug.
7 p.m.
A little while ago, I asked, do people like Creed? It's okay. I just never met anyone who liked Creed. Amy S. said Creed sucks, and so does Nickelback. But James C. said, I bought Creed's first two albums.
Awesome.
My Own Prison and Human Clay.
You are pathetic.
What was after that one? Was Weathered next?
My
I think Weathered.
Which one was
I remember Human Clay, because that was okay to listen to at Christian camp. That was
right.
Like one
you
of the
it was approved.
Yeah, that was one of those ones that was okay.
All right, Creed aside, I have to make one more plug rehash, and that is please, whether you're listening to this live or not, it hasn't happened yet, please come check out the Keith and Tins album release show, which is on Sunday the 20th at Comedy Sports, 7 o'clock. Again, as soon as you get in the door, you're going to get our first two albums, including the new one, which will be released on that night. Seriously, we have been working our asses off the past 2 or 3 months to get this album recorded, produced, and into your hands. And we are super proud of it.
Awesome.
And all of Octavarius will be there performing. It's going to be fantastic.
It's
going to
be
a spectacle like you've never seen.
It will literally be a rock concert. And I cannot wait for you all to be there and experience it. So please come check it out. We'd love to pack the house.
Yeah.
And I think that just about wraps it up.
Not
but
quite.
Before we go, it's time, once again, for Makula's
seven words of wisdom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, Scott Danielson. Can I have your account number?
No.
This has been...
God damn it!
Well, I thought you were asking about the cable for the account number.
Words.
What are you talking to me for?
Wisdom. All right, everybody.
Every time, we waste just a bit. We completely waste
champagne
it
taste.
It should just be
pockets.
Called Nick Makula Gives Us Auditory Blue Balls. It's just like none of it ever ends up paying off.
Also, I'd like to thank Scott Hogan for sitting in.
Thank you guys. Thanks again, Scott. It's been
thank
awesome.
You guys.
A lot
of fun.
Yay.
Thanks.
Did you get your talking points in?
I think. Yeah. And I loved hearing your guys' as well. Thank you very much.
You can come back anytime.
Cool. All right. Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks to all of you listening out there. And check back every Monday for a fresh podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Scott Hogan.
Let's be dicking around.
Keep on
dicking around. Keep on dicking around. Dick, 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 dick.